Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in, in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter. I magnify your name, Lord. got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to praise.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, everyone. Welcome this Sunday afternoon, this 2 p.m. hour. We thank God for another day, another opportunity. We thank God for new grace and new mercy. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone.
Welcome.
Amen. To our 2 o'clock service here today. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Welcome. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. We welcome every single one here at the Sunday service. You could have been anywhere, but we thank God for you. We thank God that we're able, hallelujah, to come together in prayer. We're able to come together on one accord, being in the presence of the Lord. So we say thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you, Father God, for making provisions for us already.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning cold in our right mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for giving us the word. Hallelujah. So we can be able to live that life that is upright and pleasing in thy sight. Hallelujah. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing and all that you have done. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to welcome everybody. Welcome everybody here from Louisiana, from Shreveport, Louisiana, all over the area, Lake Charles, wherever you are in Louisiana. We welcome you here to Sunday service. Thank every single body that's attending with us that's from Georgia. Hallelujah. Now, we do have family members and friends that are joining in with us. We realize that you are an hour ahead. I think y'all are an hour ahead in time, so you did not find it robbery to come to church. So we thank every single one of you for being in service here. Thank everybody from the East Coast over there, New York City. We thank every single one of you for joining in with us. We know that he's my uncle, Uncle Joel, Brother Joe Washington. You know, he's definitely been very active with us. You know, he come to service with us, and he bless us in song. Not only do he come, but he invite his whole church. Not only do he invite his whole church, but his neighbors. He invite the neighbors. He invite the friends. So we welcome every single body. Thank you, Uncle Joel, you know, for being so active. You know, God is using you so mightily over there on the East Coast. Keep up the God work. Keep up the good work.
Amen.
Amen. If this is your first time here with us, we would like to personally welcome you here in Sunday service. If you would press 1 and let us personally welcome you in. You know, this is not our house, but this is God's house, and we thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We do want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. Minister Lern Green, you know, up there in Chicago, Illinois, you know, he blessed us so much, you know, with a sermon at the 10 a.m. Service. Keep on loving. My Lord, my God, you missed out. So we just want to lift him up in prayer, you know, and thank him for letting God use him so much, you know, so mightily. And thank him for being, you know, right here in this pulpit with us, you know, doing God's work. Amen. Thank everybody here, you know, every single member, every single body from Houston, Texas. Last but not least, you know, we love y'all so much. Y'all are right there with us. know, helping us to lead this charge in the mighty name of Jesus. So welcome every single body, mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles, sisters and brothers, hallelujah. Every single body, we welcome you. We welcome you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you have allowed us to come to you in prayer. We thank you, Father God, when we come together, hallelujah, lifting up your name, that you're right there in the middle of it all. You show up, you're right there in the midst of it all. So we just want to say thank you. We realize how much of a privilege that it is to be in your presence. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. For you are welcome here in this place. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us Christ Jesus to be an example for us to live, hallelujah, to live a life as the lovers and not live a life as the haters. We thank you, Christ Jesus, that you have shown us how to forgive. You have shown us how to live a life of peace. So we just want to say thank you, Lord, for giving us Christ Jesus to being our source, to who we are hooked to, for being our all in all. And we just want to say thank you, Jesus, that you're sitting right now in honor on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, making intercessions for each and every one of us right now. Hallelujah. We thank you that every single time that we come to you in prayer, we thank you that you answer our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. You said there is nothing that you will not do for us, hallelujah, when we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, that you kept your promise and that you keep your promise. So every single time that we come to the throne of grace boldly, asking all that our heart desires in the name of Jesus, that it is already done. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. We thank you that you love us so much that you gave your life for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that how you see us is not how the world sees us. We thank you, Father God, that we are the focus of your delight. We are the apple of your eye. We are your greatest masterpiece. Hallelujah. So we just want to say thank you that you love us so much that you see us in a better light than sometimes do we see ourselves. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you teach us to love one another. We thank you, Lord Jesus, you teach us to trust in one another. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you teach us to be the peacemakers and not the peace breakers. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that every single time that we be in your presence, you have a way of rubbing off on us, that when we get in the presence of our brothers and our sisters, we have a way of rubbing off on them, because the greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We thank you that you have given us all of the good news, and the very news that you have given us when we wake up in the morning is the very news that when we meet people out in the streets, when we meet them in the grocery stores, when we meet them, we already have something that's in our mouth, and that's the good news that Jesus Christ is coming again. You don't have to worry about that thing that you're going through right now, because Jesus Christ is coming again. He has already won the battle, and every single body that looked to Jesus for that very thing that they are battling with right now, knowing that is already won, hallelujah, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, that that is the good news, hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so much, so better to us, better than we can be to ourselves. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have reconciled us back to you, and you have shown us how to reconcile with one another. in the mighty name of Jesus. You did not find in robbery to be equal to man. Hallelujah. You could have stayed in that place with just being equal to God. But you loved us so much that you gave your life for us. You became equal to man. You became servant just like that we are the servants. But you came here and you gave your life. Hallelujah. And you showed us how to serve too. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. Because if it wasn't for your shed blood that covers us, that sanctifies us, that heals us, delivers us, and protects us, where would we be? Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that your shed blood. See, this is the reason why that we can stand victorious, but we are covered by the precious blood of the Lamb. So we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our all. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare that we are the righteousness of God with immense power and authority. And your power and your authority is in our mouth. So your word says, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. And we shall say right now that we are the redeemer of the Lord, been redeemed from the curse of sin and death. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good to us. So we just want to say thank you. If we had all day, I don't believe that we could say thank you enough. But because you have gave us this hour, you have gave us this moment, all that we're going to do in this time is give you thanks for who you are. See, sometimes we can get in that place and thank you, Father God, for what you could do. Hallelujah. But when we really realize that who you are, we want to thank you for what you've already done. Because what you've already done, give us that earnest expectation for what's about to go on right now and what's about to go on tomorrow. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've already done. Your finished work, hallelujah. And this is the thing that we maintain every single day until you come again in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Let every single word of our mouths and every single meditation of our hearts be ever so acceptable in our sight. For you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you. And everybody that do agree, you believe it and you receive it, then say amen. And amen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Have your way. You are welcome in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory. Hallelujah. We thank God this day. Amen. We thank God for new mercy and new grace. Amen. We thank God that he's doing a new thing. Hallelujah. If you just believe it, so shall you receive it.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we give our heart to you, Lord. Oh, Lord, please teach us how to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. We give our eyes, oh, Lord, they belong to you, Lord God, to see how holy the holy way that you're leading us through, oh God. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Come on, church. Give God all praise. Come on. Come on now. It's the end this morning. This afternoon. Hallelujah. We had 10 o'clock service this morning. I tell you, service was good. The Holy Spirit was moving, and we're just so grateful for all that God is doing and all God has already done and what you're trusting God to do for you. Amen. Our scripture reading today is coming out of the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1, you all, verse 28 to 32. Hallelujah. The book of Romans, verse 1, Romans 8, chapter 1, verse 28 to 32. I'm coming out of the New King James Version. The Bible says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. So what the Bible is saying, hallelujah, to wrap it up here, my Lord, my God, it's this one question. How would these people aware of God's death penalty? See, human beings created in God's image have a basic moral nature and a conscience. See, this truth is understood beyond religious circles. Psychologists, for example, say that that rare people who has no conscience have a serious personality disorder that is extremely difficult to treat. But most people instinctively know when they do wrong. Even a child knows when they do wrong, but they may not care. So some people will even risk an early death for the freedom of indulgence of their own desires. My Lord, my God, you all want us to understand God's law. You are the community's moral standards and common sense of their own sense are right wrong, but deep down inside they know the sin deserves the punishment of death. I want you to understand that you all, hallelujah, may God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. And may we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This time we're going to have a song selection. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless everyone. We're going to have two songs. Now, I don't know everybody who is from Georgia. We're supposed to have my cousin Faye supposed to be singing, but she called me and she said that that her voice, or her body is not feeling well. She was not able to sing today. So she does apologize. She will be back with us at a later time. So we're going to lift her up in prayer. We're going to keep her lifted up in prayer. She definitely wanted to be able to bless us with song. Sometimes, cold and fever and things like that, it takes over your body. So at this time, Brother Joe Washington and I, we will bless you with song. We'll let Brother Joe Washington sing second this time. And I will sing first. Y'all can't see my wife's face. Boy, she's just so excited because I just said I'm about to sing. So I'll sing this song for you. Y'all pray for me because I haven't sung in a little while. It's not because I've been so faithful. It's not because I've been so good. You've always been there for me to provide my every need. You were there when I was lonely. You were there through all my pain. Guiding my footsteps, shelter me from the rain. And it was you that made my life complete. You are to me my everything, and that is why I say, Jesus, I love you. Because you care, I couldn't imagine if you weren't there. Say, Jesus, I love you. Because you care, I couldn't imagine if you weren't there. You are the joy of my salvation. and the peace in all my storms. Loving arms, protection, shelter me from all harm. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are my strong tower, my dearest and best friend. Lord, it was you that makes my life complete. You are to me my everything, and that is why I sing. Say, Jesus, I love you because you care. I couldn't imagine if you weren't there. Say, Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Because you care, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Because you are you. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Glory.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we have a song selection from Brother Cole Washington. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington.
Amen.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. I just thank you, Reverend Dowsett, for that song. I know Jesus loves you, and I love you, too.
Amen.
Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home to live with God. Well, soon I will be done with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home to live with God. There'll be no more weeping and moaning, no more weeping and moaning. There'll be no more weeping and moaning. I'm going home to live with God. I wanna meet my sweet mother. I wanna meet my sweet mother. Oh, I wanna meet my sweet mother. I'm going home to live with God. This is the part that I love. I wanna see King Jesus. I wanna see King Jesus. Whoa, I wanna see King Jesus. I'm going home to live with God. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home to live with God. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
God bless you, Brother Joe.
Hallelujah.
God for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right,
we're going to have a song collection, and we'll be right back. You all for the pre-trial from Pastor Dorsey Manning. Stay with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gone. Everybody singing today. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
I'm so fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Consume fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring them to me with Jesus.
Lord.
Bring them to me as we come in right now with the prayer. I set my minds and heart to receive the preach word today from Pastor Dorsey Manning. I present to you all a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for you and with you, a man that embodies wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethics, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, a man who keeps his word. I introduce to you God's anointed prophet, senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, my handsome and loving husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give God some glory. Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's give God some
Lord.
Glory for this opportunity to be right
yes,
here
Lord.
To one another, but most of all, be right here in his presence, hearing what he has for us to be able
yes,
to use
Lord.
To our advantage. Today, I thank you so very much, Apostle Tawnika, my so loving and beautiful wife, you know, she just really loud when she talk about me. So I hope that I'm throwing out when I talk about her too in the same manner. So God bless you. Thank you for a very warm introduction. And thank every single one of you as well for your warm introduction. You can be anywhere, but here you are right there with me, right here in this place. Presence of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
So I have a word today. The word that I will be giving today, the lesson of study is turned inside out. That's a lesson of study. You know, God gave me a message today to give. Turn inside out. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. I want you to go with me over here. And I'll be reading from more than one place. I would be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. I'll be reading some from the Message version of the Bible and some from the NLT. And I think a little bit from the NIV. This all depends on how the Holy Spirit is working at the time. You know, let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single scripture that you have already placed inside of our hearts. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being present, for being our word, being our thoughts, being our emotions, being our altitude, led by our attitude in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add or take away from it. Hallelujah. Unclean thoughts, unclean spirits. We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say you flee from this place. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Everybody do say amen.
Amen.
Turn inside out. This is a word that God's been, he's been working on your pastor, your friend, your cousin, whoever I am to you. God been working on me with this here, you know, turn inside out. You know, I had to first realize who I am. So when I refer to him, I say turn inside out. You know, do you realize that your life should be a mirror image of Jesus Christ? Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that when you are converted on the inside, that you do on the outside, it shows up? So what I'm saying is that when you are converted on the inside, you don't act or you don't do or say the same thing that you used to. You don't act the way you used to act, and you don't say the things you used to say, you know, when you are converted on the inside. Because you have to understand that when you are converted, and what I mean when I say converted, you got to look at something that used to be something, but when it is changed, it is no longer the same anymore. It's no longer the same. So because it's no longer the same, it don't function the same way that it used to function. Amen.
That's right.
You know, if you would take something, so let's say if you was to take, let's take some water. Let's take a glass of water, and let's put it, you know, on the table. And now let's take some sugar, and let's take some Kool-Aid, and let's put it on the inside. Let's put the sugar inside of the water. Put the Kool-Aid inside the water, stir it up, and now once we look at it from the outside, it don't look the same, but even when you take the cup and you drink it, it's not going to taste the same that it was before you had put something on the inside. So it has been converted. Yes, we still know that the main properties of that drink, it is still water, but it's not the same water that you was drinking before. It's a different water. That water nothing has been converted to a different kind. Well, that's the same way. Amen. That's the same way with us. You know, those of us who are converted. See, first you were somebody on the inside. When I say somebody, that means that you were a spirit being on the inside operating, you know, in a manner or in a function before Christ. But hallelujah, after Christ had came in on the inside, you have to realize something. When Christ comes in on the inside, you are converted on the inside, and it turns you inside out, because that what people see on the outside is a direct result of what's going on the inside. Somebody say amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So here it is. Your life should be a mirror image of Jesus Christ, who you have invited inwardly to turn you outwardly, that people can see who you really are. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, and let's start right here with verses. I'll be reading this from the New King James Version. Let's start right here with verses 8. Matthew chapter 5 and verses 8 from the New King James Version. This is Jesus speaking to the multitude on a mountain. Here Jesus says here, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. How many people know that you are blessed when you are in Christ? Okay? So I want to read this same two scriptures, but I want to read it from the Message version of the Bible. Matthew chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 from the Message version of the Bible reads here, you are blessed when you get your inside world put right. Hallelujah. See, your inside world is talking about your mind and your heart. See, I don't know which version of the Bible that you have, but it's saying the same thing. But see, we as the body of Christ, we need to understand that on the inside of us, something is going on the inside of us, and that very thing that's going on the inside of us is that what people see on the outside. See, right here, Jesus is saying right here in the Message verse, the Message translation is saying, you are blessed when you get your inside world put right. He's talking about your mind and your heart. And 9 says here,
yes,
you're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of competing or fighting. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. So now, it is a challenge for men and women to get their inside world right. So we can show people who we are on the outside. We can put on a show, or we can pretend to be somebody all that we want to be. We can even say that we are Christ. We can even say that we are good. We can show people this and we can show people that. But if your inside world ain't right, it don't matter what you show people that's on the outside, because that what is on the inside is eventually going to come on the outside and people will see you for who you really are. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's get our inside world right, that people may see us in the manner of who we say we are. See, we all have been converted. That means that we have been saved from the law of sin and death. So if we have been saved from the law of sin and death by Jesus Christ, hallelujah, then that means that we have the resurrection power operating on the inside that we did not have before, that have converted us from who we used to be to who we are today. Somebody say amen or say ouch. Hallelujah. Amen.
Ouch.
So now,
amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Uh-huh. Jesus uh-huh. says that you are blessed. Now,
uh-huh.
I have to really look at what it means to be blessed. All right. Blessed has E-D. No, he didn't say that you are a blessing. No, he's saying that you are blessed. Blessed means already. That means that you have already been blessed. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed,
mm-hmm.
it means that you're already. Blessed means that you are full of. Blessed means that you have been granted access to. Blessed means that you have been authorized to use. Blessed means that you're able because of what you got. What you got where, Pastor? What you got on the inside. If you got the Holy Ghost on the inside, then you need to know that you are blessed already. You have been given God's power. You have been given God's authority. You have been made able because Jesus Christ is able. You have been filled with it, so that means that you are full because of Jesus Christ. That means that you have already got it for you to be able to freely give. So every single body that's already blessed with the ED, you have been made blessed so you can be a blessing. But see, you have to get your inside world right first before you can be a blessing. Because if you're not being a blessing, then you have to be the opposite of a blessing. That means that you have to be a curse or you have to be cursing somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. You're blessed already. Hallelujah. I'm turned inside out because of the Holy Ghost that's working on the inside. Now, the Bible tells us that we are blessed. This is what Jesus is saying, that we are blessed. So what is it that's in my outside world that people should see? Well, if people should see, let's read a little bit more of what the scripture says. A little bit more of what the scripture says. Right here, Matthew chapter 5 and verses, let's read 10. 10 says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. I know a lot of us that have been persecuted for being righteous. See, I ain't saying that I know a lot of us that have been persecuted for being right. No, I said I know a lot of us that have been persecuted for being righteous. See, who are the righteousness of God? See, when you're converted on the inside, you are the righteousness of God. And everybody that is the righteousness of God, you will face some trials and you will face some tribulations. People will look at you for who you used to be. They will look at you for what you have done. They will judge you according to how they used to know you. But if they had not seen you in a long time, and when you show up, the only thing they can remember is who you used to be. So they will persecute you for that what you used to say and that what you used to do. Hallelujah. But if they can look on the inside instead of judging you on the outside and realize that it is God on the inside that is doing a new thing on the inside of you, and now your walk is different, now that things that you say are different, see, they have no reason to persecute you anymore for the things that you have done. They are persecuting you because they have not seen what's going on the inside. They don't know that your inside world has been turned out. Hallelujah. So now the Bible tells us right here in this same place in Matthew chapter 5 and 16, it says, Jesus says here, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father that is within you. Don't you know, church members, that every single body that belongs to Christ, hallelujah, are filled with the Holy Spirit. It means that you are holy. That does not mean that every single thing that's about you has been already. There were some things that we are still dealing with. Let's just be honest about it. Some things that have changed already because you have believed in the change, but it's some things that you're still holding on to that have not changed yet because you have not allowed the Holy Spirit that you invited on the inside to change it. Hallelujah. I am blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
Amen.
Highly favored. The Bible says that we have what we say.
Yes, Lord.
So this is so very true. This is so very
Amen.
True. Every single thing mm-hmm. that a person says, it comes from the inside. Whether you say it about yourself or whether you say it about me, you
yes,
have to realize something here, that every single thing that comes out of your mouth, it is the desires of your heart. Everything that comes out of your mouth, you first had to think about it. And then when you thought about it, it had to form into words. And then it had to slip out, or you made sure that it didn't slip out, that it came out. So now, if you are blessing me, then it means that you have been in that place on the inside of your heart, receiving the blessings of God. That's changing the thing on the inside. Your mind are thinking about the things of Jesus Christ. We're talking about the love of Christ. We're talking about the peace of Christ. We're talking about the grace that God gives. We're talking about his mercy. We're talking about his goodness, his forgiveness. We're talking about all of the fruits that God has instilled on the inside with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about his word. See, that's on
that's
the inside
Lord.
Of a person, and it's going to come out because you're full.
Yes,
I said
Lord.
When you're blessed that you are full. That means you're full of it. So it's going to come out, and you have the authority to speak it and to let it come out. But if you're filled with something else in your heart, my Lord, my God, then that means that which you are full of, you're so full of it that in a moment's time when you're pretending on being somebody, it's going to slip out because you're full of it. Anything that's full has a way of tipping over, pouring out, or coming out, or running over. So that's what happens when a person can't control themselves, can't control their mouths, can't control their emotion. You can't control your negativity. It's going to slip out in an instance of time because you're full of it. Now, I don't know who you say that you are, but if you say you're full of the Holy Ghost, then that means that when you open up your mouth, you're going to sound like the Holy Ghost is speaking on your behalf. It don't matter what the situation is, but if you're full of the devil, you're full of anger, you're full of wrath, you're full of unforgiveness, that unforgiveness, Satan, and all that other stuff that comes from the kingdom of Satan is going to slip out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the light of the world. And because that we are the light of the world, that it means that our conversation is going to always refer to the light. So you're not going to have a conversation with me, and then when you leave, you're going to feel like a cloud or darkness going to be cast over your head. You're not going to find me in that place where I'm going to be talking about my mother. I'm going to be talking about my brother. I'm going to be talking about my sister. So you won't find me in that place because I'm full of the Holy Spirit. One time in life, you might have had found me in that place where my conversation wasn't right. Well, the reason why you used to find me in that place where my conversation wasn't right, because my inside world was not made right yet. That means that I was not in Christ yet. I was full of the world. I was full of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. I was a selfish man, a self-centered man. I was a person that thought about what I can get for myself, and everybody owed me something. And if you didn't get what you didn't give me what I owed me, I'm going to hold it to you. I ain't going to forgive you for what you said. Neither know what I'm saying. Am I going to stop fighting with you? I've been waging war against people because they wasn't doing what I wanted to do. But when I became changed, hallelujah, when my inside world became right, hallelujah, when I confessed that, God, I need you, because every single body that I say that I love, they turn their back on me. Every single body that I say that I forgive, but really and truly on the inside, I'm looking for them to bow down to me, and I really don't forgive. Because the minute something happens that reminds me of something that already I have forgave, I bring it right back up, and I put them right back into place. I put us right back into place where we used to be. So I really have not forgiven. Only thing that I did was I just covered it up for a little while because I wanted to look. Now, I'm the righteousness of God. And because I'm the righteousness of God, that I am blessed. I'm blessed on the inside. So that means that every single time that you come around me, you're going to see what's going on the outside. Because it's going to be what words that I'm speaking. You have what you say. We are supposed to cooperate with one another.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, amen. How do we cooperate with one another? Well, I got to tell you the truth. The only way that you can cooperate with one another, you have to do it just like Jesus did it. So if you know how Jesus did it, then that's the way that you do it. See, Jesus gave us a new commandment. He gave us a new commandment. He said to love one another. Matter of fact, let's go over there. Let's go to John 13. John 13 and verses 34 and 35.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you for showing us things that we may have let slip. We thank you for showing us things to help us get back on the right track in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
John 13 and 34. See, let's realize what's going on here. See, this was right after supper. You know, Jesus, he was speaking to his disciples. He was letting them know that he's going to have to leave. He's going to have to leave them. John chapter 34 and 35. This is Jesus speaking. He says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. 35 says, by this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have loved one another.
Amen.
Now, I don't know. Amen. If you got a hard time with loving me, I don't know if you have a hard time loving me. But if you say that your inside world is right, hallelujah, then you have to realize that you got Christ operating on the inside. And if you look at me in a manner that knowing that my inside world is right too, and Christ is operating inside of me, then you need to know that Christ loves you just as much as he loved me. And he gave you and I a commandment. He gave you and I a law. And he told us to agree. Agree in what?
Yes.
Agree in loving one another. See, this is how
Amen.
Jesus did it. And this is how you do it. Now, if you're doing something that Jesus didn't do, then that's because you're doing it your own way. It's not because you do not know. See, Jesus, he made it easy for everybody to know who you are. He made it easy for you to shine like lights in this world. He made it easy for you because he told you what to do. He told you to love me, and he told me to love you. And he told you and I that this is how everybody would know that we belong to him. Hallelujah. A hard time loving me. Then get yourself in a place where you get your inside world right. Amen. See, it is the good news that we're filled full of. See, if you're full of hurt, you're full of pain, if you're full of fear, you're full of anger, you're broken in a place, you're full of unforgiveness and selfish and self-centeredness, you know, you need to understand what's going on with you. This is the work of Satan. This is not the work of God. And that means that your mind has not been renewed yet. See, when you operate in these right here places, then that means that you know you're not cooperating with what God have told you to cooperate in. You're not cooperating in love. If you stay full of anger, then that means you're operating. But if you stay full of love, so you got to love somebody, that means that you're cooperating. See, God knew that it wasn't good for one to be alone. See, God knew that it was good for two to be together. But see, the only way that two can be together, they have to be together in a place of agreement. That means they have to be together in love. But the only way that you can love, you first have to be born again. Hallelujah. You have to accept love on the inside. You got to confess that you are a sinner. Hallelujah. And you have to confess that Jesus Christ have already died for each and every one of your sins. And ask him and trust and believe to enter in on the inside so you can experience love for the first time in your life. Hallelujah. That means you ask the Holy Spirit to come in on the inside so you can experience love. So now when you've done that first, now you can't cooperate with me. It's easy for you to love me because you're going to love me how Jesus Christ have already loved you. He forgave you for those things that you have done that don't nobody know about. I'm talking about those things that you've done in the booth, in the back, and around the corner. See, Jesus Christ has forgave you for that. I'm talking about those things that you think that nobody don't know about. Those things that God have forgiven you for. But here it is. Some of those things, you might see them in me, but you want to hold them against me. You want to tell me who I am. You want to talk about me so bad. But you the only reason why you're talking about me and judging me, because you used to be the same person. Hallelujah. But the only thing is that God had already forgave you, and you have not made a decision to forgive me. Help somebody to be just like you are. So don't you help me to be a curse? Don't you help me to be angry? Don't you help me to be selfish? Neither do you help me to be in a place of fear. Don't you help me to be broken. Help me to be just like God. See, if your inside world is right, then help me so my inside world can be right. See, every single time that you talk to me, your conversation should sound like, well, my brother or my sister, I realize what you're going through right now, and I'm going to love you like God told me to love you. See, I got to tell you the good news. See, that very thing that you got going on the inside, that's the very thing that you're dealing with because it keeps going over and over and over. But the good news is Jesus Christ has already won the battle. So that thing that you're battling right now, give it all over to Jesus. So you might be angry with me right now for something that I said. You may be angry with me right now for something that I have done. But Jesus Christ have already made it able for you to love me. He made it able for you to forgive me. He made it able for you to be in a place of gentleness and kindness and self-control. So if you ain't able, then look to Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is able. See, the Bible tells us over here, Philippians chapter 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So by the word of my testimony, I say that I can forgive you. I'm able to do it, even if I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it anyhow. Because it's the resurrection power on the inside that operates in me. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus have turned me out. And I thank you, God, for turning me out. Because that same thing that you've done to me, when I get in the presence of my enemies, hallelujah, I'm going to turn them out too. Hallelujah. When I get in the presence of my brothers and my sister, I'm going to stand like a light. Hallelujah. See, every single thing that I say is going to be converted back to you for what you have done in my life. See, I might used to be in that place when I used to be talking like the world. I may be listening to the old worldly. I might have been in that place where I was the lust of the flesh and of the pride of life. But now when I talk to you and when you hear from me, you're going to hear me say, yeah, I remember who I used to be. Yes, I remember where I used to go. But it is Jesus Christ is who I am right now, because Jesus is on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. See, I used to be in the world, but hallelujah, but now I'm in Christ Jesus. And so because of him, I am Christ Jesus, and he is in me, that means I'm operating in the kingdom. See, I'm not operating how the world used to operate, hallelujah. I ain't that man no more, hallelujah. See, I'm in Christ right now, and I'm going to stay in Christ until he come again, hallelujah. So my inside world has been made right. So I don't know what that means to you and I as being friends. But as for me and my house, I'm going to trust in the Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to trust in God because he's turned me out, hallelujah. And if you hang around me long enough, brother, or hang around me long enough, sister, I'm going to turn you out too, hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank the Lord Jesus that you have turned us out, hallelujah.
Yes,
go over here with me to the book of Philippians. The book of Philippians, chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, and I read this from, hallelujah, we thank you, God. I read this from the NLT. Philippians chapter 1, hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, have your way in this place, in every single heart, and every single mind. Turn our world inside out, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Bear with me, everybody. Philippians chapter 1, we're reading this from the NLT. This is a letter from Paul and Timothy, slaves of Jesus Christ. I am writing to all of God's holy people in Philippi who belong to Christ Jesus, including the church leaders, and the deacons. May God, our Father, and Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy. Let's put a period right there. We can go on and on, but this is worthy to be acknowledged, what's going on right here. So now here it is, Apostle Paul. Who was Apostle Paul speaking to? See now, Apostle Paul right here in Philippians chapter 1, you know, he says, you know, he's writing this letter. You know, him and Timothy, you know, they're writing a letter to Philippi. And what he is saying here is that to all God's holy people, who is God's holy people? You are. You are. You are God's holy people. So he's talking to God's holy people. So now, don't ever get yourself in a place that's thinking that you are holy, but ain't nobody else holy but you. Amen. Amen. You can get yourself in a place to where you realize that he said all that belong to Christ. See, don't you find yourself in comparing yourself to me. Don't you find yourself in a place of thinking that you're more holier than I am. Hallelujah. Because the Apostle Paul and Timothy right here, they were writing a letter and they was talking to the whole church, including the leaders and the deacons. So now, especially right here, in this place here, let's understand that we are all a part of God's body. Hallelujah. Deacons,
amen.
Pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, all of God's holy people, we are one. So now, because that we are one, it is to my great advantage. If every single time that you think about me, you're praying to God, hallelujah, in a place of joy, you should be praying for me. I should be praying for you. Hallelujah. We should be praying for one another. See, every single body is included. And every single time that you think about me, my prayer is that when you think about me, you get full of joy. My Lord, my God, who don't want that? See, I don't want you to think about me and you get full of anger. Amen.
Jesus.
Neither do you want me. Now, I'm specifically talking to the body of Christ right now. Now, if you're my enemy, then hey, then I already know that we're at war anyhow. But if you say that you are the body of Christ, and I say that I am the body of Christ, then why is it that the body of Christ is warring amongst itself, is warring against each other? Don't you know, my Lord, my God, don't you know that Satan and those that serve him, when they show up church, they don't have to do much to defeat you because you're doing so much bickering. You're doing so much fighting. You're not agreeing with one another. You're not praying for one another. You're tearing each other down. See, you are part of God's body, but you're tearing down a part of God's body. See, I may be a pastor, but it ain't up to the pastor to tear somebody down. That's the teacher. See, I may be an apostle, but it's not up to an apostle to tear somebody down. That is a prophet. See, it's up to every single body that's in the body of Christ to pray for one another, to lift one another up, to make sure that every single time that you think about me, you're thinking about me in a place of joy. Every single time I think about you, I should think about you in a place of joy, because it is Christ is in me that gives me the joy. Don't you know that joy on the inside, hallelujah, will come on the outside? See, you get joy, hallelujah, but you first have to get love. See, that love on the inside should bring joy. Every single time that you think about me, you should have joy that's on the inside because you know who I am in Christ. See, I'm one of God's holy anointed ones, and so are you. So stop tearing me down, because every single time that you tear me down, when the real enemy shows up, hallelujah, he ain't got to do nothing. See, he might see me going through some things right now. And see, the first thing you're going to say is, you deserve that for what you have done to me. And you will just let the enemy sit there and tear me down and beat me up. You won't pray for me. You won't lay hands on me because you think that I'm getting what it is that I deserve. But see, you say that you're in the body of Christ. Now, what if God have done you like that? What if when the enemy shows up and something happened to you, and then God say, you know what? I'm not going to deliver you from that thing. You're getting that there what you deserve because what you have done to me already. See, if God operated like that, then every single body would be doomed. So why are you operating like that, Christians? Hallelujah. Why are you tearing down God's house? Hallelujah, but you say that you're in Christ. See, you're supposed to love God, hallelujah, by loving me, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan ain't got to do much when you are already tearing down your own house. When sickness shows up, you say, well, that's what you deserve because this is what you've been doing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's not the will of God. Hallelujah. Joy, an unspeakable joy. That's the will of God. That's the good news, church. Every single body should be in that place of joy. You should be in that place of the good news of Jesus Christ have already won that battle. See, now you can say, well, Pastor Manning, he don't sound like what I used to. He don't sound like the normal pastors. He don't preach a lot of scriptures. Well, let me tell you something. See, that's there what I already gave you. Let's work on that together. See, I can get up here and I can quote a lot of scriptures to try to show you this is what I know. But it's better for me to be a living Episcopal, for me to use the one or two scriptures or the four and five scriptures so you can really get an understanding of what God is saying through me. Because get the one or two, the three or four before you try to go get the 100 scriptures, because I can give you so many scriptures and you might not get but one anyhow. See, it's enough for me to be a living Episcopal. If you're going to judge me about anything, then judge me about the love that you see coming out. Judge me by the things that I'm saying right now. See, don't judge me because you might know five or six more scriptures more than me. Well, that's all right. We all one in the body of Christ. See, that there, what you got on the inside, you have been blessed with it. So when you talk to me, give me that what you got, hallelujah, and I'm going to give you what I got. So that way, that what I got going to sharpen you, and that what you got going to sharpen me. We on the same team, and we fighting for the Lord. So because we on the same team, and we fighting for the Lord, God did not find a robbery to be equal to man. So don't you find a robbery to be equal to me. See, this is that place of equality that God wants us to be. He wants us to be equal. He don't want us one to be thinking that they're more than the other. Neither do he want us to think that one is lesser than the other. See, God did not think of himself of being more than you when he was formed in the body of a man. He thought himself to be equal to you. So he showed you to be the same thing, to be equal to your brother, to be equal to your sister. Don't think of yourself too high, and don't think of yourself too low. Be just like Christ right there in the middle. Hallelujah. He's right there in the middle. Hallelujah. Loving each and everybody. Be full of joy. Get turned out. Hallelujah. Because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to turn you out. But I ain't going to turn you out to be like me. I'm going to turn you out to be like Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you talk to me. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and if it don't sound like, Christ is in my conversation. Say, Brother Manning, you said that you was turned out. You said that you had the good news in your mouth. Get me back in line. And I'm going to tell you the same thing. Well, Brother So-and-so, I thought that you was a bearer of the good news. Well, how it is that every time that I talk to you, you tell me how beat up and how broke down and how sick that you are. You're telling me this. But I'm giving you all of the good news. But you ain't getting no better. My Lord, my God, I'm going to turn you over to Jesus. I'm going to say, hey, that ain't for you. The good news is for you. You should be going around broke down, beaten, and defeated. Hallelujah. You should walk around full of joy, full of love, full of peace, full of the word. Instead of speaking to somebody about what's going on in the world, speak to the world about what's going on in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm here to turn you out. Jesus Christ has turned me out. I'm turned inside out. Hallelujah. By the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. I love every single one of you so much. Every single one of you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because God has first loved me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There might be one today.
Yes, Lord.
There might be one that have never prayed the prayer of salvation. Well, let that be you to come today while you still have time. Jesus Christ is coming again. And if you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, hallelujah, then this is your time and this is your opportunity to get your inside world right.
Yes, hallelujah. Lord.
Just press 1 on your telephone pad. Press 1. Hallelujah. Press 1 and we'll pray a simple prayer of salvation that will change your life. Hallelujah. And if you're not sure, then you probably are not saved if you're not sure. So don't be ashamed, because God is not ashamed of you. Give your life over to Christ today. Hallelujah. I promise you that you will never be the same. You would experience things in the body of Christ that you never have experienced before. I'm a witness of that. Just press one. If you have already prayed for salvation, but you realize that your inside world is, It's the same. We're still doing the same thing. It's an issue of renewing your mind. Hallelujah. That's why we have the word of God. That's why we have members that's in the body of Christ. That's why we have apostles and pastors and prophets and evangelists and teachers. Well, guess what? God have already called me to be in Apostle Tyler Nathan, to be in that place to pray with you and to pray for you. help you to get back on track. Not to us, but get back on track with Christ. If it's somebody, you know, you're holding some resentment with, hey, this is the time. This is the opportunity to come in prayer. Hallelujah. There's power in agreement. Somebody may be sick right now. Somebody may be mourning right now. Somebody that's looking for something, but you're looking for it in the wrong place. Well, guess what? This is the place right here. In the presence of God, of the Holy Spirit, will you come? Will you press one? If you are looking for a church home, say there is no time and there is no distance in spirit. Don't you know I can't see them, nobody's face? That country is damn face. I can't see nobody's face right now. But we are connected right now in spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Apostle Paul and Nick and I, we would love to be your pastor. So we just going to love on you with this mighty, mighty, mighty word. Hallelujah. We're going to love on you like God has told us how to love you. We're going to tell you the truth. We're going to help you to be upstanding, outstanding citizens of the kingdom of God. That's our job. And we are very, very, very honored if you will come. Will you press one? Hallelujah. If you have a testimony, we have time. We do have a few. Will you press one? Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every single body that did come. We thank you for every single one that did not come. You know every single thing about us. You know all of our cares. You know all of our desires. So we thank you, Father God, that you have met all of our needs in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the word that went forth. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all that was ministered today. We plead your precious blood between us and the kingdom of Satan. Hallelujah. And we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We decree and we declare that all that we heard from Scripture today, that it take root and manifest in us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And
in
it is so. In Jesus' name that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody that do believe and receive, do say amen, amen again. God bless you.
Amen.
May God keep you.
Amen. 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 God bless you. That's many. May God pull back into
amen.
All that we work to the left of your body. And the sermon that was given
yes,
on today,
Lord.
Being turned inside out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have Cash App, we'll send those over to Cash App Pastor Chantel. Amen. Let
yes.
us pray. Father God, we thank you for
complete.
One more time. Dear Jesus, make us an initiary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offers us and cause them to multiply where we send them, to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. And it's as it comes to us, O Lord, and we thank you. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings of spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is my frugality, your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit kiss, generous heart that we give. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and
amen.
Our announcements for
amen.
Today, August 15, 2021, as follows. Pastor of the Gospel Public Ministry, Senior Pastor, Pastor Doris A. Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Mondays at 6 a.m. is our intercessory prayer. Central Standard Time here on our church line, church service number 877-9213. Come on, call us at 6 a.m. in the morning on Monday so we can pray with you and pray for you, touching and agreeing as power and agreement. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time is our Bible study. Amen. Saturdays at 12 noon Central Standard Time is our lead lesson. Join us, amen, as we are diving into the scripture, bringing more understanding, breaking down scripture our scripture. Amen. Sundays, we have our two services, one at 10 a.m., our morning service, Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m., our afternoon service, Central Standard Time. So join us here at 845-277-9213. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating their birthday in this month of August. And anyone that's celebrating their wedding anniversary, happy anniversary. We pray that God will continue to bless you, grow you, and favor you, amen, and protect all that you have and all that you will have. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it is so and it shall be other way. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory, amen. Amen, amen, amen. And those are our announcements, y'all, for today. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Yeah.
At this time, we're going to have the release of the pastor's blessing. And then Pastor Bless A will close it out with the benediction. Amen. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's in Jesus' name we pray and we come together, we are saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Well, I pray that everybody got a little bit of something out of that. I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to minister to your hearts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank every single body. Amen. I thank every single body for your love and for your support. Amen. Now, may the God of peace ever again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is pleasing in our sight, Christ Jesus, to be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen, and amen again. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you here. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ loves you more. Remember every single day of your life that Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Sunday evening in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
All I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
One, 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 one. street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion, can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.